Chapter 6, Strategies for Spiritual Harvest, Part 1. Key Verses. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalms 126, verses 5 to 6. Introduction. The previous chapter identified things that prevent spiritual harvest. This and the following chapter detail strategies which assure abundant spiritual harvest. Strategies are principles, methods, and plans to follow in order to reach a certain goal. They are revealed in God's Word as natural principles, which are parallels of spiritual truths. Strategies of harvest. Here are the strategies of harvest. Each plant is capable of reproduction. In the natural world, when God created the earth, He made each plant capable of reproducing itself. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth." And it was so. Genesis 1:11. Just as each plant in the natural world is capable of reproduction, each believer has the ability to reproduce spiritually. Within you dwells the potential to be spiritually reproductive. Great knowledge of spiritual things is not necessary in order to become part of the cycle of spiritual harvest. Jesus told a parable which illustrates this truth. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." Mark 4, verses 26, 27, and 29. It is not necessary to understand the theology behind the growth and development of the seed of God's Word in human hearts. It is not required that you have understanding of deep theological truths. What is necessary is that you become a participant in the cycle of spiritual harvest. Sowing is necessary in order to reap. In the natural world, you must sow seed in order to reap a crop. In the spiritual world, you must also sow in order to reap. God provides the spiritual resources for sowing. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10, the Amplified Bible. God multiplies your spiritual talents and abilities to make you reproductive. God multiplies your financial resources so you can invest in His work. He does not multiply your finances for you to accumulate great fortunes. The purpose is that you can reinvest the blessings in His kingdom. You do not harvest in the same season you sow. In the beginning, God established a seasonal principle in the natural world. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Sowing is necessary in order to have a harvest, but the harvest does not come in the same season as the sowing. Some who receive the vision of spiritual harvest become discouraged because they do not understand this principle. There is a time of sowing, but then you must wait for the seed of the word to germinate in the hearts of men and women. There is a time to patiently cultivate. You do not harvest in the same season in which you sow. Psalms 1 speaks of this process in the life of believers. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season." Psalms 1, verse 3. If there are fruitful seasons of life, this means there are also periods which appear unfruitful. These are periods of preparing the ground, sowing, and cultivating. But these seasons of unfruitfulness are necessary to bring the harvest. This makes the principle of timing an important key to harvest. You must wait patiently during the time of growth and development. But you must also recognize when it is harvest time and act promptly before the crop perishes. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Mark chapter 4, verse 29. In summary, there is a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2. You reap what you sow. Seed reproduces after its own kind in the natural world. If you plant apple seeds, you will harvest apples. The same is true in the spirit world. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Sowing to the flesh brings a corrupt harvest, while sowing in righteousness results in a good harvest. You must sow regardless of the circumstances. Those who regard circumstances will never become part of the vision of the harvest. Their circumstances will defeat them, just as a farmer who neglects his field because of the cold, wind, and clouds. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. An important strategy of spiritual harvest is that of sowing regardless of the circumstances of life. Happy and fortunate are you who cast your seed upon all waters when the river overflows its banks, for the seed will sink into the mud, and when of the waters subside will spring up, you will find it after many days in an abundant harvest. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 20, the Amplified Bible. You must sow beside all waters, which means in all circumstances of life. Even when the rivers of difficult circumstances overflow the banks of your life, you must continue sowing. God has promised it will bring abundant harvest. You harvest in proportion to the amount sown. Remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly, and he who sows generously, and that blessing may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, the Amplified Bible. This principle applies in every area of your spiritual life. If you give grudgingly of your time, talents, and finances to the work of God, then your harvest will be small. If you sow generously, you will reap abundantly. There are different levels of productivity in spiritual harvest described in John 15. You can bring forth fruit, John 15, verse 2, more fruit, John 15, verse 2, much fruit, John 15, verse 4, and permanent fruit, John 15, verse 16. God's desire is that you bring forth much fruit and that it is permanent. Peter identified some qualities you should develop in your life in order to be fruitful. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 to 8. Peter warns that if these qualities are not developed, you will lack spiritual vision. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. 2 Peter 1, verse 9. You can sow where you do not reap, and reap where you do not sow. When Israel entered the Promised Land, God said they would eat of vineyards which they had not planted. They would reap a harvest which they had not sown. The same is true in the spirit world. You can reap the harvest others have sown. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. John chapter 4, verses 37 to 38. For centuries, believers have sown their lives in the harvest fields of the world. As we near the return of the Lord, their sowing is bringing a great harvest in the nations of the world. You enter into their labors when you reap where you have not sown. But you may also be a part of the sowing process and never reap the harvest. Paul speaks of this. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 to 9. You will reap the harvest if you are faithful. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. James chapter 5, verse 7. If you are faithful, God has promised you will reap the harvest. Do not become weary in the task he has given you to do. In order to reproduce, the seed must die. A seed looks dead. There are no green leaves, no tender shoots or branches. In order to grow, it must be buried. This is a natural parallel of a great spiritual truth. Spiritual life depends on sacrificial death. Every time you plant seed, you sow something that does not come to life, germinating, springing up, and growing, unless it dies first. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 36, the Amplified Bible. In order to bring forth life, it was necessary for Jesus to die on the cross. His ministry seemed to be in vain because it ended in death, but it was his sowing time. What an abundant harvest has resulted from his death, from that one kernel of wheat which fell into the ground. Through his death, millions have found life. Spiritual life requires sacrificial death. It requires death to sin. It requires death to worldly desires and pleasures. Jim Elliot, martyred for the cause of Christ in an attempt to reach the Aqua Indians of Ecuador with the gospel, wrote in his diary, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." In natural life, the ultimate contradiction is death, because death brings eternal life to the believer. The only real death is when you do not have anything worth dying for. Be sure the thing you are living for is worth dying for. At times there will be no visible evidence of harvest. It may appear you are losing your life for a vision which is dying. But you must remember, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." John chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus did not die in vain. Through his death came life. Through his death, salvation came to the Aqua Indians as others stepped forward to take his place and reach them with the gospel. The seed is not dead. Within it is the life force of God. But in order to bring forth life, it must die. Hosea speaks of the results of investing your life in this manner. "And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God." Hosea chapter 2, verse 23. This verse summarizes the purpose of applying the strategies of spiritual harvest. You labor so God can say to those who are not his people, "Thou art my people," and they shall say, "Thou art my God."